It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to that mic over there. The phones are down too? All right, well, I got plenty to talk about.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Okay, it worked that time. Good morning, good morning. On the other side, it's now October 8th, so we're going to talk through some issues with your New York Yankees losing that game to the Kansas City Royals, and then we're going to turn the page and get over it. It's a series, right? The Mets series is 1-1, the Dodgers series is 1-1, the Tigers, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would have liked to see them play a lot better, win that game, and selfishly, we're hosting a watch party on Wednesday, which is now tomorrow, at American Whiskey, and I was telling people, yo, we're going to close them out. It's going to be a sweep. Yo, show up. All right, 888-808-1019. And at some point, I'll just start blaming Aaron Rodgers and Rob Saleh and Breece Hall or Tyler McGill or Edwin Diaz. Yankee fans showed up today. It was a little bit of a cheaper ticket today than Saturday. Yankee fans showed up today saying, hey, we grinded out a win. Hey, if we can win like that, hey, we won despite Judge, Cole, some of these other guys who, you know, we're going to speak on tonight. Not coming through. Hey, good to see Verdugo, his postseason experience. Jazz, a little controversy with the call at second base, but all in all, Yankee fans showed up ready to rock on a Monday night, and we just didn't get much of an opportunity outside of Carlos Rodon's electric first inning and even through the second inning. It's okay, but it's not okay. As I'm making my rounds through Yankee Stadium saying what's up to everyone, and we're kind of stressing, you can just feel people are tight. And, you know, after the Rodon, you know, coming off the mound, fired up, three up, three down, striking out the first three hitters, you're gifted a couple walks. And I know when I was on, I remember saying, let's see how everyone reacts to this environment. Yeah, Cole Reagans is had a great year. He's a good pitcher. Let's see how he reacts to this environment. And, I mean, he had five walks tonight. They had their chances tonight. But ultimately, it's not good enough, and it's not something that you haven't seen before from this exact team. It's not something that you haven't seen before from these guys, and that's what's worrisome. You know, and there's no more time for excuses. It's October now. This is it. And I know these guys had the week off, and we talk about rust, and hey, the rust has got to be knocked off now. It's two games. We can't make excuses and say, oh, well, you know, Carlos Rodon had X amount of days without throwing, and Aaron Judge, like, no. Nah. Unfortunately, Aaron Judge struggling just plays into the narrative that haters were throwing out as he had a great regular season. Ah, let's see if he can do it in the postseason. Ah, you can't put him up there with the Yankee greats until he does it in the postseason. What about his postseason numbers? He's adding to his postseason numbers the wrong way. 888-808-1019. Rodon gets paid a lot of money to go out there and have a good start. And it started off pretty good. But then he unraveled, and I found myself making excuses for him, saying they didn't pick him up. They didn't pick him up. But, I mean, if you look at the four runs that were scored, all four of those runs fall on him. 888-808-1019. So him rolling, maybe you bet on him to have seven strikeouts. Him rolling out of the gate is great, but there's something to be said about controlling your emotions. And I know if you listen to the post game, they asked him about just being too tired after all the emotion that he let out in the beginning. I'll say this, whether he was tired or not, you gotta just find a way to like center your ki. It's a Dragon Ball Z term. You gotta just find a way to like understand, hey, yes, I felt like he got drunk off the energy in there. I felt like he played into let's go, like he, you know, and it's hard not to, right? You're the man on the mound in New York City with the whole world watching. And so many people were talking about how is he going to pitch all year. His first postseason start for the Yanks. When the Yankees do scratch a run across, the Kansas City Royals fight right back. I told you I was worried about Salvi. He's a veteran. He's a dog. He owns Rodon. I told you I was worried about guys like Tommy Pham, Bobby Witt. They have some athleticism, but, I mean, it's not just them. They have a team at the top of the order. Mikel Garcia today. And we're going to talk all through it, but ultimately here's where I'm at with it. The Yankees are not going to win without their highest paid best players leading the way. And as much as I talked about Jazz talking about the World Series too much, he's starting to show. Like, he's showing himself in both games. He hit a homer in that game where people left and didn't see it. And even Verdugo, when Verdugo gets that knock, like, when you're looking at the bottom of the order, Volpe, knock, Birdie, knock. And for all the talk about Cabrera not getting the start and John Birdie playing first base, he was solid. Like, surprisingly, not even surprisingly, but like, you know, ball will find you. When the ball found him, he was ready. So it's simple. There were some borderline strikes, and they were getting rung up all night. They were hitting balls right at guys the whole time. I'm telling people, at him, ball, right at him. You know, when the fans are so ready to roar and explode every ball in the air, people are like, yeah! And I'm like, nope, look at their feet. These guys are on it. Got a guy there. But when you have guys like Soto going 0-for-3, and I can't really get on Soto too much because he was such a catalyst in the first game, but this is what we do. It's nightly. We're reacting to this game. It's a series. Soto goes 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. He's getting paid $31 million. Judge worked the walk, legged out a single late, but it's that first bat, bro. They're trying to give the game away. You have to make them pay. The Yankees pay you $40 million a year, and you deserve it. But, like, we need you. Get out of your head. Have some better at-bats. Giancarlo Stanton, I mean, his contract isn't as bad the more years we get away from when it came about. This is his seventh year with the Yankees. But it's like, man, this guy is not able to run. And those type of things come up. He's not able to run. He's not able to score. So people are going to call for Jason Dominguez to play. And ultimately, it's not good enough. They lose the game at home. They got to go on the road. And I don't know, man. I'm afraid of Seth Lugo. I think I told you the four guys I was afraid of. Salvi, Tommy Pham, Bobby Witt Jr., Seth Lugo. But, like, you should be afraid. Spooky time. It's October. But not too afraid. It's a series. So they'll go to Kansas City, where they've been better on the road. They should have swept Kansas City in Kansas City earlier in the season, I think back in June. And now let's hope that, you know, getting on the plane, traveling, gets them back into the groove of baseball some versus, you know, being at home, being in Yankee Stadium for all of this time. Let's hope that that wakes them up a little bit. Going to a rival ballpark where, you know, not for nothing, the Kansas City Royals fans, they're going to show up for this team. There were some out there chanting, let's go Royals, late in this game tonight. I respect it. 888-808-1019. 101.9. I'm going to the phones right away. Jay in Oyster Bay, you're first up. You got it.
All right, man. So I know you were at the game, and that's a great hustle back, and it looked like it was pretty intense on TV. My question for you was, is there any chance that there was a single Yankee legend that was in attendance? Because we had to look at, on the broadcast, George Brett at least 50 times for, I mean, he must have put at least 5 minutes of on air. I mean, short of picking his nose, he was on this broadcast a ton. So just a quick comment, start off with a little bit of levity here. But, man, it's kind of frustrating when they're just showing one of our biggest rivals from back in the day on TV in our stadium.
That's what they're going to do, Jay. Thanks for the call. Willie Randolph threw out the first pitch. Willie was in there. Shout out to Willie. I'll say this, and I said this last week, right, as people were saying, oh, the Yankee fans don't want to face the Orioles? What are you afraid of? Yankee fans don't want to face the Astros? Oh, I thought you guys were better than that. No, we're not better than that. We're rooting for our enemies to lose, because as soon as we lose, people line up to drink our tears. As soon as the Yankees go down, the whole sports world dances on our graves. So there's always this lean. There's always this lean of like, you got to think about that, right? There's 29 other teams in the New York Yankees. All of this hype of, look how easy the pathway is for the Yankees this year. The measly AL Central. Baseball's not set up like that. And the broadcast, I didn't watch the broadcast. I'm going to the game. Shout out to Bob Costas. I don't care to listen to Bob Costas call a game. I'm low-key in the stadium with my AirPods in, listening to John and Susan. We got John and Susan back. I wish there was an Apple TV option for y'all to switch and, you know, put on WFAN. Mike is in Marlboro, next up on the Fan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up? KM to AM, my man. What's going on?
You know, back from the stadium. It's not what you want. You had hoped to go with, you know, a 2-0 lead to Kansas, but it's a series. It's not a series until the road team wins a game, and we've seen that happen in the other series. So here we are.
Yeah. Well, listen, great point about getting back on the road. I like that. One quick point before I get into my main point. The Yankees, it's an incredible organization, right? I'm sitting in the judges' chambers, or just nearby.
Sure. 103, 104, and, yep,
I'm in 104. And what the Yankee organization does for kids with cancer is absolutely incredible.
Good.
They come over, they take care of these kids. I think that a lot of these tickets were given away to great kids.
Sure.
That are really struggling, and it was absolutely incredible. So just shout out to the Yankees for that.
And that's another thing, Mike. Win or lose, it's a postseason game. It's a postseason atmosphere and memories that, like I had fun tonight. I'm not going to lie. Like, obviously, the game didn't go that way, but, like, I had fun. I saw a lot of people that didn't get there Saturday that came out today. I had fun bouncing around, going to see people. And, like you mentioned, those kids probably had a blast. They just didn't get the result that they wanted. That's okay. We didn't get eliminated tonight.
But, look, to my other point, you know, look, Stan's a great player. He's got his contract. He's made his money. He's got a lot of money coming. But I think the fans want to see somebody out there, like, you know, just hustling a little bit more.
He can't run. You know? Like, that's the thing. His sprint speed. Even if he decided, because I had this thought too. And thanks for the question.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
call, Mike. It is October 8th. The game just was played on the 7th. This could potentially be the last series of the year. If there ever was a time to bust it down the line, if there ever was a time to try and score, like, he can't. He physically can't. And that's what we're stuck with. 888-808-1019. It's just part of the game. You know, we have guys playing out of position. That's what we're stuck with. We have a $27 million a year starter that came out on fire, adrenaline, like really leaning into it. And then he had a bad inning, and that's literally the whole game. 888-808-1019. Eli in the Bronx, you're on the Fan.
What's going on, Keith? A big Yankee fan, and I'm obviously pissed off about tonight's game.
Heard you. Understood. I was in there.
The point I wanted to make was about Aaron Judge. I mean, this guy cannot hit a beach ball in the playoffs. He absolutely stinks. I'm so fed up with it. Year after year, I don't care what he does in the regular season. He stinks in the playoffs, and he should be benched.
Oh, no. Eli, I got to let you go, bro. I'm just not ready to do that. I'm literally talking to people Saturday and today in the stadium, and you can hear my voice is a little hoarse. I'm in there to will them to victory. If I can help a little bit, trying to pick everyone up in there, two strikes, two outs, section to section, come on, let's go, man. Judge's last at bat when he legged out that single, I mean, they played his music, and I'm saying, all rise. I'm like, are you guys giving up on Judge? People weren't even, at least in the section I was in, they weren't even, like, excited for Judge to come up. I'm like, you can't be defeated that quickly. It's two games. They were just sitting for a week. And I'm not trying to make excuses for Judge. Like I already said, he's a $40 million player. He's an MVP. He's going to win the MVP again. They're not going anywhere without Aaron Judge. But it's two games. So if you're going to call and say the guy sucks, he can't hit a beach ball, he should be benched, I'm not rocking with you, because that guy could come up big Wednesday, Thursday, or next Saturday, back in the Bronx. Alexander, out on Long Island, tell me something. You're on the Fan.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me. I wanted to touch on Aaron Judge as well, because, you know, I don't think he should be benched. You know, I'm not uneducated. I know how baseball works. But it's really disappointing to hear how much or how many Yankees fans truly idolize Aaron Judge solely because of the home run record. If you look at his postseason stats, he's batting less than .210. He had multiple strikeouts tonight and the other night as well, and it's just really disappointing. I don't see why we're idolizing him.
It's not just because of the record, Alex. It's because of the regular season wins and the home runs and the defense and being the captain and the leader.
We don't need fair weather players. You know, we need individuals that are going to make contributions. There's no such thing as a
fair weather player. There's pressure. Thanks for the call. When I got the call, the game sitting in for Susan Waldman. After that game, we did a post game. And I remember, I think Soto had been in a minor slump. And Judge, I think, too. And they kind of like slumped together this year and then got hot together this year. But I said something about the fact that there are 45,000 people in that stadium. And not even 400 people. We could go through the whole stadium. Not even 400 of those people could stand in that box with all of those people watching and leg out an infield single, let alone mash home runs, drive in runs, hit extra base hits like guys like Judge and Soto do. It's hard to do. We're acting like it's automatic. Yes, he's pressing. Yeah, it looks like it just, I don't know. I'm not ready to quit on the captain of the team, a guy that has brought me a lot of joy in there. I've seen a ton of his home runs live. I mean, you guys didn't watch. Like, it has nothing to do with the home run record. But the last time he was in the postseason, the chase of that home run record was the excuse. Now what's the excuse? 888-808-1019. Let's go to Robbie and Lennox on the Fan. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, Keith, thanks for taking the call. Listen, before I talk about the Yankees, you know, I was at a memorial tonight for the October 7th tragedies in Israel, so I just want to wish all my friends across the seas all the best for peace and everything, hopefully, God willing. But anyway, listen, you know, a couple of things on point. It's a series, like you said, and you relax me by saying, hey, you know what, you get on a plane, you get a little camaraderie going, you try to loosen up. They have been a better team on the road, and I agree with you, but there's a couple of points I wanted to make. Get Wells out of the fourth hole. Get Jazz in the fourth hole, okay? Jazz has got more experience. You're asking a rookie player to hit behind Judge, and Judge is going to see better pitches, I think, with Jazz hitting behind him. That's just one thing.
I just disagree. Wells has come up with some hits, and what I'll say is you can't start changing what you've been doing at this point. It's two games.
But he's in a slump. That's the thing. He hasn't hit well. I know he got the RBI in the first game. I understand that.
He worked the walk, and then he just legged out a single. What if that's all he needs to go to Kansas and tap back into it? Like, I'm not ready to quit on Judge.
Right.
We're going to need him the rest of the way.
No, that's understandable. But here's my point. The thing is, to me, is that, like, I'd like to see the Yankees also steal more bases. Like, Aaron Judge got the first base. I mean, Wells never gave Aaron Judge even a chance to try to steal a base. The Yankees should be more aggressive on the base paths. That's my feeling. And Anthony Volpe, learn how to bunt, okay? Learn how to get on base. I mean, I know he took the ball to right field, and I'd like to see him try to do that. I'd actually like to see Derek Jeter work with him on inside-out swinging, because to me, he would raise his average, because I would love to see this kid be able to be the consummate leadoff hitter, because he's got speed. And I just want to see them be more aggressive on the base paths when they get on.
Thanks for the call, Robbie. Understood. Listen, I saw the ALDS roster, and I'm like, all right, we're going to be running, you know. Even with Birdie being in there, I'm like, he's a speed guy. We're going to be getting on. We're going to be stealing bases. We're going to be putting pressure on the pitcher, on the catcher. You got to get on, and then you got to actually get it done. Volpe is going to steal his bases when he gets on. He's always going. He had one tonight. But, yeah, he's not there yet. He's not there yet. I don't know what to tell you. He's not there yet. But I'm not ready to quit on these guys in two games. It's a split series. Like, they gutted out a win in the first one. They did not have it on a Monday night tonight. I'm not ready to change the lineup. I'm not ready to quit on guys, because the moment you quit on guys, like, you're going to be eating your words. Speaking of eating their words, I really hope Jazz Chisholm does not eat his words after the game. And I understand confidence and swag and aura. I even understand cockiness and being confident and carrying yourself in a certain type of way. But, you know, in the post game again, I was worried about the talk about, you know, we're going to win 28. You know, I can't wait till we win the World Series. And I was saying, Jazz, my boy, you are the newest guy here. You are a Johnny come lately. You are a Marlin. You only been around for a little bit of time. Us fans, we've been putting in pain for years, bro. We've been trying to get to 28 for 15 years, bro. Be careful with all the proclaiming. And now you got to be careful with saying they got lucky, because that's a scrappy team with some veterans and some young guys mixed in. That is a team that lost 106 games last year, some of them. That's a fan base that has been to two World Series and won one more recently than this fan base. And you do not want to talk like that and give them any extra added motivation to go out there and beat you. Because you could get on that plane and lose two games, and I don't want to put that type of energy out there. Just like your words are powerful, and they're more powerful than the Yankees' bats.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.